Welcome to Your Creative Chord podcast, where we unlock creative flow, celebrate the artist within, and find inspiration in every moment. I'm your host, Jenny Lee Hodgins, and the voice behind Your Creative Chord, where we blend creative living with transformation. I'm here to guide you with empowering stories, insights, and practical tips to fuel your creative life. We're in this together, from overcoming stage fright to changing obstacles into possibilities to finding your unique voice. Join our community at yourcreativechord.com/get inspired here, where you'll get exclusive access to inspiring content and exclusive updates. Again, that's yourcreativechord.com/get inspired here. No spaces in between the words. Got a friend who could use some creative encouragement? Thank you for sharing this podcast. Let's spread inspiration far and wide. And if you enjoyed and found value in listening to Your Creative Chord today, please take a moment to leave a review at the link in the show notes. Your feedback fuels our creative fire and helps us reach more like-minded souls. Thanks for tuning in. We explore the power of creativity in today's episode. Let's get started. To celebrate the reboot of Your Creative Chord podcast and my newly rebuilt website and hub at yourcreativechord.com, the next three episodes, numbers 41, 42, and 43, will be dedicated to jumpstarting your creative chord. These episodes will also feature the concepts from my inspirational bookmark trio. You can download your free bookmark trio at yourcreativechord.com/get inspired here. One of my bookmarks is called Creative Exploration Formula. I sometimes use my creative exploration formula for jumpstarting a creative project. And this is a way for creators to get in the creative zone, minus that negative inner critic, or to start a new project or continue one, or simply to explore how to be creative. It's a step-by-step process that I'm going to explain in today's episode. But as creators, and everyone's a creator, we know that rules are for breaking. So change it, break it, throw any part of it out the window if the muse has landed with you. Let's break down the process outlined in my Creative Exploration Formula bookmark from my inspirational bookmark trio. Step one of my Creative Exploration Formula is get inside your box. Get inside your box. So what I mean by that is start by setting limitations or parameters for yourself, or by placing yourself within a structure to work. This will give you a clear box where you'll set yourself to work on creating something new. If it's a professional task you must complete, then the idea of limits may already be set for you. Remember that limits are actually a good way to spark fresh ideas that would normally not flow if everything were wide open or willy-nilly, anything goes. Sometimes having freedom to do anything can be a creative block. You get overwhelmed with possibilities. So limits force you to think. And thinking within limitations pushes you to find a new way to do something. For example, in February's Your Creative Chord episode called From Drudgery to Joy, The Rewards of Facing Life's Challenges, I discussed an example of this from my own personal experience with a particular piano job that I was trying to do. The gist of that story was that I had to memorize more music than usual to get that gig because I wasn't allowed to use notated music. I wasn't allowed to read the music. I had to have it all from memory. And I had a very short time frame to get to that goal. So that limitation forced me to think outside the box. It led me to the idea of improvising each musical piece to lengthen the musical number and allow me to fit more music in without having to learn new music. And even though I was new to improvising as a classically trained pianist and vocalist, I was new to improvising, but this challenge helped me open a brand new path to reach my goal of having enough music without relying on written music or notation. And I'm going to repeat what this personal story illustrates. Limits force you to think, and thinking within limitations pushes you and your brain to find a new way to do something. So being in a particular box is really good in this sense. So if you get blocked creatively, look for a new way to break open that box. Step two of my creative exploration formula is to let go of your head. So before you begin creating something, you must mindfully let go of your head. You know, whatever mood you're in, any expectations, and check your ego at the door. None of these are welcome in the creative process. Well, mood can actually be transformed into creativity, but if your mood is blocking you, then just let it go. Expectations, ego, and mood are the uninvited. Let them go. The point is, do not care about your results yet. You can do that later. This is the let go stage. This is where you free yourself from the shackles of any negativity, the inner critic, or your ego. So that step number two is let go of your head. Moving on to step three of the creative exploration formula is, I call this step three, make it stupid. Make it stupid. And what I mean is purposely and emphatically attempt to make your creative, you know, project completely ridiculous. Here's what I mean by that. In some of my creative sessions, for example, if I'm composing music or songs, in some of my creative sessions, I've set myself the goal of writing the worst possible song I've ever composed. I purposely struck the attitude that I don't care about the result. I strove to make it stupid. I ignore all the rules or protocols. Why? I do that to forcefully eject my expectations or my inner critic from my inner space. And 90% of the time that I've used that strategy to make it stupid, my creative results have blown me away with positive ideas I would never expect to emerge. So my point is that getting rid of that inner critic is a super powerful way to get your creative juices pumping. Get rid of the judgment, basically. Moving on to step four of my creative exploration formula is what I call tune in to your inner compass. When I'm about to create something, I silence myself to tune into what I believe in or what I truly care about. I hone in on my powerful feelings or beliefs, and I let everything be guided by that inner compass. It is both authentic and also mystic. It's both my higher power and my deepest desires, dreams, passion, or wants, or sometimes pain, back to that mood idea as a catalyst for creative flow. So I allow this place to fill my silence with truth, no matter what it feels, looks, or sounds like. And that requires I allow myself to be vulnerable and allow my true feelings or beliefs to live and to breathe. I let that creative voice flow. And if I hear negativity creeping in or judgment, I start again from the top of the creative exploration formula. First, I acknowledge my limits or the structure. Next, I let go of my head or my ego. And then I attempt to what I call make it stupid. I don't care about the results. I just roll with it. And then I go back to tune in to my inner compass. So the point of step four, tuning in, you know, to your inner compass, is to align with your inner authentic voice. And I really feel you have to have blinders on, like a horse, to ignore that inner critic and not let it get in the way of your authentic voice, your authentic core beliefs, or things that you deeply care about. Really tune into that inner voice. Let that be what's propelling and creating your ideas. That leads me to the next step. Step five of my creative exploration formula is I envision with great attention. Envision with great attention. What I mean by that is I spend time visualizing. For example, when I'm composing poetry or music, I sit still and I envision the mood, the color, the sound, the story, the setting. If there's a character or people, I envision all of that that I intend to express. And I practice deeply feeling these aspects through every nuance or change or detail and through each of my senses. You know, what does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like physically? You know, all your senses. I just spend some time on step number 5, which is envisioning with great attention to the detail of it. One thing that helps me when I'm in that stage is being mindful of my breath. So, you know, take your time getting in touch with your breath and being present in that moment. And from there, you can get in touch with your inner compass and flesh it out through visualizing and sensing it all imaginatively. When I spend effort on this step of visualizing with all my attention on all my senses of every detail of the creative thought or idea or character or setting or story, when I spend effort on this step of visualizing it, my creative flow ignites and leads me forward, and I just trust it and go there. I just go where it leads me, which brings me to the next step of my creative exploration formula. Step 6 of the creative exploration formula is to explore, brainstorm, experiment. This is where you use your curiosity. It's a big part of being able to create is let your curiosity lead you. Explore, brainstorm, and experiment. When I'm creating, I tap into my heart with an open, pure curiosity to learn and be led. I allow my curiosity to explore, brainstorm, and try anything and everything. I allow myself to be okay with whatever happens. And I go deep into that process, ignoring all the rules or outer voices or inner critics sometimes. And I just pretend, back to that make it stupid, I pretend it's an experiment because it is. So let me give an example of that. I'm a caregiver for my 84-year-old mother, and she is primarily a self-taught artist. I mean, she's taken art classes over the years. She's participated in local art guilds and art shows and sold many paintings, including some to very rich horse buyers here in the bluegrass of Kentucky. And she's even sold paintings to the previous governor of, you know, of our state. She's also tried a variety of art mediums, including charcoal, colored pencil, watercolor, acrylic, oil, stained glass, and paper mache. I mean, she's done basically almost anything. She's even used glue bottles to create three-dimensional texture and liquid gold to create a painting with autumn leaves that seemingly shimmer in the sunlight. I mean, she's just tried everything. And my mom's approach to art making has always been driven by her curiosity. She's often told me that when she looks at a canvas or her art tools, she'll think, I wonder what would happen if I did this. And then whatever she does, when whatever she does turns out differently than she expected, instead of cringing and calling it a mistake, she rolls with it and again asks, I wonder what I can do with this. Her approach actually reminds me of jazz and improv. Sometimes, you know, when you're improvising as a musician, if you got a partner musician or even your own ideas hand you something you did not expect, you then have to roll with that and improvise with whatever you're given to create a new path. And that's a great life philosophy too, right? So just reiterating step 6, use your curiosity. Use your curiosity, explore, brainstorm, and experiment. Just let it take you wherever it wants to go. Don't worry about the rules. Let your curiosity be in charge of that step. And now we come to step 7, and that is welcome failure. Ooh, that's a hard one. You must allow for failure. You must invite failure. In the words of Los Angeles composer and poet Kristen Baum, who I featured on an earlier Your Creative Chord podcast episode called Using Variety and Gumption as Creative Fuel, Kristen tells us, failure tells you as much as success. Failure tells you as much as success. I personally use failure, mistakes, or messing up to ignite my curiosity for inquiry. I ask myself why it's not working or what's going on. What's going on here? This leads to the final step of the creative exploration formula, redesign. Once I find something that's not working, I ask myself what I could instead substitute. So I make shifts, changes, and redesigns based on the answers to my questions about the quote-unquote failure. You know, I just use it to shift and reiterate, try something different. My creative exploration formula that I just discussed with all eight steps of it, basically they guide me through a creative process like a trusted friend. But if I feel a creative block and I'm unable to dislodge myself from it, I simply review these steps. Really, this formula opens the way to nurture creative flow. I hope that this episode inspires you. And if you'd like your own creative exploration formula bookmark to remind you of these steps, I've designed these lovely little bookmarks with the steps of the creative exploration formula. You can download your free inspirational bookmark trio at yourcreativecord, that's C-H-O-R-D, yourcreativecord.com/get-inspired-here. And in the next two episodes, 42 and 43, I'm going to discuss the other two bookmarks in depth in my free inspirational bookmark trio. I'll be covering the keys for nurturing creativity and how to reset your energy and creative flow if you've experienced burnout or facing a creative block, for example. You may also learn more about tapping into your creativity from the creators and positivity experts I have already interviewed for Your Creative Cord podcast in previous episodes and those coming up as well. For example, in an episode called Learning How to Live a Life of Joyful Creativity, it's actually a two-part episode, my interview with University of Kentucky's Professor Ryan Hargrove explored the creative process and the benefits of creative living. In another episode called Empowering Others Through Art, artist Jean Chinley in Florida talks about how her motivation to paint is her desire to use art to be the best I can be and to empower others to reach their potential. There's a two-part interview called How Do We Progress Women Composers with UK's composer Kezia Thompson, and that's United Kingdom, in which she shares thoughts from her dissertation and her experience as one of few females in the composing industry. And I've also shared some of my own approach to creativity in several episodes, including one called Creativity Brings Comfort, Courage, and Hope, another one called Learning to Be Creative. I have one episode called Five Ways to Use Music in Nature for Self-Care, and I've even featured my own poetry in the episode called We Climb Again Our Kilimanjaro. If you're watching this on video, I didn't realize my Zoom recording just created balloons from my hand gestures. I don't even know how I did that. Remember to download your free inspirational bookmark trio at yourcreativecord.com/get-inspired-here. Watch for next week's episode featuring keys to nurture creativity. Until then, see you next time. Don't let the inspiration stop here. Join our creative community by signing up at yourcreativecord.com. That's C-H-O-R-D. yourcreativecord.com/get-inspired-here. You'll receive a constant flow of creativity, exclusive updates on my books, courses, and more. And remember to share this podcast with someone in your life who could use a dose of inspiration.